USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Coronavirus cases are starting to decrease, and Dr. Anthony Fauci of the Coronavirus Task Force says that's good news.
Although this was a bad week, we're starting to see a plateauing and a turning around of the curve in New York. If that steeply goes down the way we predict it will, once you get over that hump, then that's really good news from the standpoint of being able to take a look now at New York and how we could start maybe getting back to some form of normality.
Dr. Fauci on Fox. President Trump says he plans to announce what he called an Opening Our Country Council on Tuesday, comprised of business leaders and doctors, that will determine how to reopen the U.S. economy.
In the midst of grief and pain, we're seeing clear signs that our aggressive strategy is saving countless lives.
This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable. But there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former Vice President and presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will most likely make a move next week toward picking a running mate. Biden has already said he would prefer to choose a woman. This week, Biden told donors his team has talked about naming the VP choice well ahead of the Democratic convention in Milwaukee, which has been rescheduled to August because of the coronavirus pandemic. Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates agreed to cooperate with South Korea on developing a vaccine for the coronavirus during a phone call with President Moon Jae-in on Friday. Gates, who predicted in the 2015 TED Talk that viruses could pose a greater threat to humanity than missiles in the coming decades, described South Korea's approach to tackling COVID-19 as a global model. Gates has praised South Korea for rapid and extensive testing and for its work on digital contact tracing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
After his arrest earlier in the week, a Florida pastor has decided to close his church for Easter celebrations. USA's John Hunt has the story.
The Florida pastor who wound up in handcuffs after he defied a local stay-at-home coronavirus order by holding a church service for hundreds of worshipers will be celebrating Easter online with his flock this Easter. Rodney Howard Brown, who in previous statements railed at tyrannical government and threatened to sue Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister for arresting him. The Tampa Bay Church's Facebook page now says, "Join us online only at 9:30 a.m. Sunday, April 12th. For our Resurrection Sunday service as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Matthew Staver of the Liberty Council, the activist law firm that has been defending the pastor, said Howard Brown decided not to open the church for Palm Sunday or Easter because of the death threats he's received directly related to the lies of Sheriff Chad Cronister. He said he wants to have some time of separation before he reopens the church. Howard Brown also faces another potential hurdle when he tries to reopen his mega church. He's been dropped by his insurance company. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The Easter Bunny will have quite a time in the Deep South. They're expecting tornadoes, large hail, and lots of wind over the Easter holiday. The storm path stretches from Louisiana to Tennessee. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.